Jim and Tammy Faye. The Bakers were one of America's best-known couples in the 1980s. The Christian television ministry they created, the Praise the Lord Club, or PTL, made them both ostentatiously wealthy. But they didn't see the trouble that was coming. Tammy Faye Baker was widely mocked and ridiculed for her excessive hair and makeup. Jim Baker was caught in a sex scandal, and eventually, allegations of fraud sent Jim Baker to prison in 1989. Tammy Faye divorced him in 1992 and married Roe Mesner. Now, in 2003, I talked with Tammy Faye about a book she had just written called I Will Survive, and You Can Too.
Do you ever regret asking the Lord at one point, I think you said when you were a teenager, please let my life not be boring?
Yeah, I mean, I was a little girl.
Do you ever have second thoughts about that?
Little girl riding down the Burner Road, oldest of eight kids. And I said, oh, God, please don't let my life be boring. Well, I'll tell you, he's answered that for me and everybody I'm around.
Be very careful what you ask God for.
You just might get it.
That's right. I have to tell you something else. A couple weeks ago, Rabbi Harold Kushner was here. I don't know if you've seen his new book on the 23rd Psalm. It's a fantastic book.
Oh, I would love to read it.
And I kept hearing the point that he was making as I read all of your book. Uh-huh. His point was, as you read the 23rd Psalm, the verse doesn't say, I will fear no evil because there's no evil in the world. Or, I will fear no evil because I'm such a good person, nothing bad will ever happen to me. It says, I will fear no evil because thou art with me. And bad things have happened to you.
And bad things happen to good people. And people often ask me, well, do you feel like a victim? No, because you're only a victim if you let yourself be. Mm-hmm. I don't think God picks you out for bad things to happen. Bad things happen to everyone, mm-hmm. and good things happen to everyone. Mm-hmm. And in the process of this, if you can figure out how not to let yourself be a victim and be a survivor instead, and through all the ups and downs in my life, I've never once had pity parties. I don't have pity parties. I said, I refuse to be a victim, because if you're a victim, the other guy wins, and you don't want him to win.
For a while in the late 80s, it sure looked like the other guy was winning. Public scandal, ridicule, disgrace, humiliation. The Bakers were at a low point.
You know, when you suffer, your children suffer no matter what. And they had to suffer not just public humiliation at home, but they had to suffer public humiliation everywhere in the world. And it was, to me, that was the sad part of it. Why do people pick on the children of people who are suffering humiliation? I've never understood that. I will never understand that. And to me, there's no excuse for that. Tammy Sue would walk into a grocery store, and all of a sudden, somebody would grab the grocery store mic and page her, you know. Just terrible things happened to that kid, just constantly. And the same with my son. My son went on drugs, became a drug addict. He became an alcoholic. Now he's totally free from all of that. He's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to people just like him. But Jamie's been there. He knows what it is to survive all of that. And now there he is in the ministry. Tammy Sue is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm out preaching, and Jim Baker just went back on television, and he's also preaching.
And the country moved on to other scandals, other scapegoats, other targets. And Tammy Faye Mesner forged on. She even put recipes in that book we talked about.
You start, one of the recipes starts with a stick of butter.
Oh, yes.
You've had colon cancer. Are you not worried about what
this is? I don't worry about anything anymore. I just don't worry. I've lost 25 pounds. Mm. I've kept it off for a year. I think the key to losing weight is just eat less and move around more. And that's what I tell people. I had the help of Slim Fast at first. Mm. And now I don't need Slim Fast anymore. I've learned how to do it on my own. But I think it's all portion control.
But what really struck me during our whole time together that day was how upbeat, how incredibly upbeat Tammy Faye was.
You've been trashed, you've been parodied, you've been satired, you've been dragged through. I mean, everybody, I don't know how you maintain the dignity that you do in the face of all this criticism.
I could really be a bitter old gal if I wanted to, but I chose not to be. And life is a series of choices. And you can choose to be miserable or happy, and I choose to be happy. And I choose to believe the Bible that says, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, you either believe the Bible or you don't. And if you don't believe it, what's the sense of reading it?
And the folks who don't, I mean, they have to go their way.
It's a sad thing because they have to do it all themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to do yourself. If I didn't have the promises of God standing behind me, I don't know what I would do. You know, I would probably have had a nervous breakdown and be in some mental institution somewhere. But I had God's promises standing behind me. The things that I had ministered to others for years, I got to try out and see if it worked for me. And by golly, it did.
Oh, in life, hands you a lemon. You start making lemonade.
I guess when you were singing, when life hands you a lemon, make lemonade.
Oh, yes.
You never figured that would be you that
never,
you'd be singing
never
about.
Never dreamed it, and I never dreamed that I was the one who was going to have to make it, because my theme song forever was, you can make it, you can make it, I don't care what's going wrong, God won't let it last too long, you're not in this thing alone, you can make it, and oh my
but
goodness.
But you become a stronger witness once you've been through it yourself, haven't you?
Yes,
don't
and
you?
I think you can help people more after you've been through it yourself, because they don't, when they read this book, they read it as knowing that the person that wrote it has been through all of those things, and that if she made it, that they can make it too. It's hard for me to listen to preachers on television. They're saying, "Oh man, just accept this, and accept that," and all there is to do it. Do this. It's not the way it is. The Bible says that when you go through the waters, He will be there with you. But sometimes I thought I was drowning, and I'll tell you, I swam like crazy.
By the way, Jim Baker wrote his own book in 1996, which he called "I Was Wrong." I interviewed him that year for that book. I'll put that interview up on an upcoming installment of this podcast. I'm Bill Thompson, and now I've heard everything.